The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 17th of June, 2008. It's the birthday of the novelist and journalist John Hersey, born in Tianjin, China, 1914, the son of American missionaries, learned Chinese before he learned English, came back to the United States when he was 10, graduated from Yale, began working for Time magazine, was a correspondent for The New Yorker in World War II, and after the atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, August 6, 1945, John Hersey was one of the first Western reporters to arrive and to document the aftermath. He decided to write about how individual persons were affected, and he focused his stories on the lives of six people in Hiroshima: a minister, a seamstress who'd been widowed, two doctors, a minister, a Catholic priest, and a young factory worker. William Shawn, the editor of The New Yorker, decided to devote an entire issue of the magazine in August of 1946 to Hersey's articles, which later appeared in book form, Hiroshima. John Hersey, who said, "What has kept the world safe from the bomb since 1945 has not been deterrence in the sense of fear of specific weapons so much as it's been memory, the memory of what happened at Hiroshima." It's the birthday of the graphic artist M.C. Escher, born in Leeuwarden, Netherlands, in 1898, who specialized in visual conundrums based on interlocking shapes, or combination of shapes, known as tessellations. M.C. Escher, who said, "Are you really sure that a floor can't also be a ceiling?" And it's the birthday of the poet Ron Padgett, born in Tulsa, 1942, went to Columbia University, studied at the Sorbonne in France on a Fulbright, and became a poet, worked in the Poets in the Schools project in the 70s, and directed the St. Mark's Poetry Project. Ron Padgett, who said, "Learning to write, be a good person, and get to heaven are all the same thing, but trying to do them all at once is enough to drive you crazy." Here's a poem for today, some lines from a classic of 19th century American poetry, John Greenleaf Whittier's The Barefoot Boy. "Blessings on thee, little man, barefoot boy, with cheek of tan, with thy turned-up pantaloons and thy merry whistled tunes, with thy red lip, redder still, kissed by strawberries on the hill, with the sunshine on thy face, through thy torn brim's jaunty grace. From my heart I give thee joy. I was once a barefoot boy. Oh, for boyhood's painless play, sleep that wakes in laughing day, health that mocks the doctor's rules, knowledge never learned of schools. Oh, for boyhood's time of June, crowding years in one brief moon, when all things I heard or saw me their master waited for. I was rich in flowers and trees, hummingbirds and honeybees. Mine the sand-rimmed pickerel pond, mine the walnut slopes beyond, mine on bending orchard trees, apples of Hesperides. Cheerily then, my little man, live and laugh as boyhood can, though the flinty slopes be hard, stubble speared the new mown sward, every morn shall lead thee through fresh baptisms of the dew. Every evening from thy feet shall the cool wind kiss the heat. All too soon these feet must hide in the prison cells of pride, lose the freedom of the sod, like a colt's for work be shod. Ah, that thou couldst know thy joy ere it passes, barefoot boy." The Barefoot Boy by John Greenleaf Whittier. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at Gather.com. produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.